What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Dr. Paul Conant is a graduate of Cambridge University, holds a PhD in chemistry from Dartmouth College from 83 to 2006. Paul taught chemistry at St. Lawrence University in Canton, New York, where he specialized in environmental chemistry and toxicology. Over the past 33 years, his research on waste management has taken him to 49 states, 7 provinces in Canada, 65 other countries, and he has given more than 2,500 public presentations. Paul, welcome back to the program. You were on our show 8 years ago almost.
Yes, George. Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. Good to have you with us, too. Hey, let me ask you this. You have been involved in chemistry and water fluoridation investigation for a long time. Why did they put fluoride in the water in the first place?
Ostensibly to lower tooth decay. That's what they believed. The evidence is very weak that actually swallowing fluoride lowers tooth decay. In fact, the promoters now concede that the major benefit is topical. It works on the surface of the tooth. You don't have to swallow it. Quite frankly, when they admitted that, that should have been the end of water fluoridation if you don't need to swallow it.
Exactly, because by swallowing it, does what to us?
Well, it's very toxic, and we know it's very toxic. It can kill people, but we know it's toxic because nature has developed defense mechanisms. Back in about 2012, I think Ron Breaker at Yale University showed that in certain lower creatures like bacteria and fungi, there were genes which, when they were switched on by high fluoride levels, they would produce proteins which went to the membranes and pumped the fluoride out of the body. They were called fluoride exporting proteins. And the only reason that nature developed those was because fluoride is very toxic to the system. Now, when the time you get to the mammals, like ourselves, we have the kidney. The kidney gets rid of about 50% of the fluoride that we take in. And a lot of the rest is sequestered in our bones. It's a defense mechanism. Now, the other defense mechanism, which I've always thought was very, very important, was mother's milk. The mother's breast acts like a filter. Very, very little fluoride is in mother's milk. And so the newborn baby gets very, very little fluoride. And obviously, if it was a nutrient or we needed it for something, that's where you'd expect to find it, but it's not there. But that also means in a city like Los Angeles, which is fluoridated, a bottle-fed baby is getting about 200 times more fluoride than nature intended.
Well, plus we're getting it in our toothpaste. Almost every toothpaste has fluoride in it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. By over 90% of the toothpaste sold in the United States has fluoride in it. You also have fluoride in pesticides and fertilizer, obviously all the dental products. In fact, you can't get the ADA's seal of approval for a dental product unless it's got fluoride in it. So the ADA is making a lot of money out of people's willingness to swallow fluoride.
I remember in my grade school days, Paul, the school district sold our parents on fluoridation. And what would happen is a dentist would come to the school and we'd all be signed up to get fluoride treatments. It was like a 2 or 3 day treatment program. And we'd sit there in this chair while this dentist blasted away at this fluoride in our mouth. I kept coming home telling my mom, I don't want to do this anymore. And she said, no, Georgie, it's good for you. And, you know, they had our parents buffaloed. But we went through that. Will that eventually show any harm to us?
Well, absolutely. And they can't deny it. Because the one thing that they knew in 1945, when this nonsense began, was that a certain percentage of children would get a condition called dental fluorosis, which is a mottling of the teeth, patches, white patches, which in some conditions can get yellow, brown, and so on. They knew about 10% of the kids would get this condition, but only in its very mild form. And the trade-off was lower tooth decay. So you lower the tooth decay, and you get some kids would get this condition, but only dentists would recognize it. And that was the mantra in 1945. Now run the clock forward to the current time, and over 60% of American teens, kids aged 12 to 15, now have some form of dental fluorosis. And not all in the stuff you wouldn't notice. Some mild dental fluorosis impacts about 20%. Moderate dental fluorosis, which impacts 100% of the tooth surface, 24%. So this is out of control. It's an epidemic now. And it's exactly what you said, George. We're getting fluoride from everywhere today.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Correct me, Paul, if I'm wrong, but did I not see like vans and trucks that had fluoride in them? They were carting it, and it had a skull and bones on it. It's poison, isn't it?
This is the most bizarre aspect to this story. You would think, wouldn't you, that the fluoride that you added to the drinking water was a pharmaceutical grade, the same kind of grade that you put in food product, dental products.
Or vitamins or something like that.
No, it's taken from the scrubbing systems of the phosphate fertilizer industry. Literally, it's a spray of water which converts two very toxic gases, hydrogen fluoride, silicon tetrafluoride, which are produced when phosphate rock is treated with sulfuric acid. And these gases decimated the local areas in Florida, Polk County, Florida, for years, until they finally said, we better scrub this stuff out. So they put a water spray on, and that converts it to a substance called hexafluorosilicic acid. And that's the stuff, that hexafluorosilicic acid, which is contaminated with God knows what, is then sent untreated to the public waterworks. All over the country. And the way they get around this, they say, the EPA has a regulation which says hazardous waste must be treated this way unless another company buys the waste from the chemical industry. So if the chemical industry produces a chemical waste and somebody buys it from it, it then becomes a product. And it's under those weird conditions that the public waterworks now, because they buy it from the chemical industry, it's treated as a product, and we can't dump it into the sea. I mean, could you believe this?
So we dump it into our drinking water.
We can't dump it into the sea, but we flush it through our bodies en route to the sea. It is incredible. It's bizarre.
And they sell it to the companies that manufacture toothpaste and stuff like that, I guess.
No, I think that the stuff that goes to the tooth manufacturers, the toothpaste people, is pharmaceutical grade. So that would be purified. That would be purified.
Which is still not great, but it's better than dumping the stuff in the water, right?
Absolutely. And the reason, of course, if you use pharmaceutical grade, they would say it's too expensive, because 99% of the water doesn't go anywhere near your teeth. It goes, it washes the car, waters the lawn, does the washing up, etc., etc., etc. Less than 1% we actually swallow. And so very little goes near our teeth. So you can afford to use this chemical, because if the truth be known, the phosphate fertilizer industry would give it to you to get rid of it, because otherwise they have to treat it as a hazardous waste. But as it is, they're making between $100 and $200 million a year out of this.
Out of junk.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Now, who scammed the American Dental Association and all these dentists who are pro-fluoridation?
Well, I think the trouble is, I think they're true believers there. I think if you go back to the 1940s, they really believed this would work. They felt, believed that it was completely safe. They didn't do the science. Now, this is another extraordinary thing. You know, they started the trials in 45. in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and in a place, I'm forgetting the name now, in New York State. But they started these trials. They were meant to be 10-year trials, but halfway through them, in 1950, the U.S. Public Health Service endorsed fluoridation for the whole country. Said, go ahead. Well, that wasn't scientific. They hadn't completed the trials. They had practically no health studies on the books. And after the U.S. Public Health Service endorsed it, they didn't bother to do any more studies. As far as they were concerned, the whole issue now was promotion. And that's what we've had ever since 1950, is the promotion of fluoridation as safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, with very little attempt to look at the science. The good news is we are just beginning to look at some of the science of fluoride's impact on tissues like the brain, the thyroid gland, and so on. Things which they should have done 70 years ago, they're just beginning to do today, and the results are shocking, George, absolutely shocking.
And that was Newburgh, New York, the other city,
yes, that's right,
where they were doing this. Jeez, this is frustrating. It really is. And yet so many dentists today think fluoride is so good.
Yeah, unfortunately, not many dentists have the time with their busy practices to actually read the literature. At dental school, they only get one thing at dental school. It's perfectly safe, and the people opposed to fluoridation are a bunch of Looney Tunes.
That's right.
That's what they're told at dental school. Then they leave, they start their busy practices, and they just don't bother to do the research, or not many, and they just take the word of the ADA and the CDC at face value, not realizing that these guys are absolutely, utterly biased. And it's very worrying to me that a government agency should be so biased on something as important as what our kids are getting in their drinking water.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.